Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1. You just heard Wind Is Gone by Cheekface. I love that one. I was just telling Harrison.
It was funky.
Yeah. And before that, you heard Don't Go to Snare World by the Two-Man Giant Squid. And before that, you heard Because We Forget by Sasha Dewey. So, on the topic of peatlands, which we were just talking to you about, we thought we'd do a little bit of trivia. So I'm gonna ask Harrison some questions about peatlands to see if he knows the answer. And at the same time, you guys get to learn about them.
Unless I give the wrong answer.
Yeah, but I'll correct you. I'll explain the right answer, even if you give the wrong one.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so don't look at my computer. Okay, which country has the most peatlands in the world?
I'm going to give a weird answer and say Russia.
It's not Russia. It's Scotland.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, so Scotland actually has, like, a lot of peatlands.
Yeah.
And they're really cool because, like, Scotland and the UK in general, they've been finding, like, these bodies, actually, in the peatlands that, like, were kind of like ritual sacrifices.
Damn.
From thousands of years ago. And they've been surfacing. And, like, in the 80s, when peatlands weren't very well understood, peatlands became, like, associated with, like, scariness and bog bodies and, like, half-mummified bodies. And so that's why, like, in horror movies, it's always, like, the swamp creature.
Yeah.
That's where that came from.
Interesting.
But the bodies were preserved because the peatland is so wet and acidic, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
So the same reason it stores carbon, it also could, like, preserve a body for thousands of years.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When I was telling you about another project I did with the bog, I was doing research, and there's Tawasin First Nations. They used to go into the Burns Bog, and one of their beliefs used to be that, like, there was evil spirits or something in the bog as well. So, I mean, I guess it goes back even further than that.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Spooky bog.
Yeah, I'm so curious to hear, like, the First Nations perspectives on bogs.
Yeah, I'll share it with you.
Awesome.
Next trivia question.
Next question.
Or if you don't have any, I have peatland-themed knock-knock jokes.
That's amazing. I'll ask you two more.
Okay.
This one, I know you know the answer to, but you might have forgotten it.
I've probably forgotten.
So, how much water do sphagnum mosses hold? And for those of you who don't know, sphagnum mosses are the dominant vegetation or moss type in a peatland, and they're really important kind of for, like, maintaining the soil conditions.
Mm-hmm. Like, how much water, like, weight-wise, or
yeah, compared to their own weight.
Okay. I have heard this answer before, but I think I forgot. I'm gonna say 10 times their weight.
It's actually 20.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. I was gonna say 3 at the start.
No, they're really cool. And when you squish them, it's like a sponge. It's just all water.
Yeah.
It'll just, like, drain down your hands. It's actually amazing.
Well, it was really cool when we were in the bog and we were kind of bouncing on the bog. It was almost like a trampoline.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's so, like full of water and, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, like, cool. Not solid ground.
No.
We'll, like, bounce in one area. We can see it moving, like, 20 meters from us in another.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Yeah. Let's leave it there. I want to hear these jokes that you got.
Some of these are really, really bad, so I'm going to skip over them, but some of these are stupid enough where they might just get a chuckle.
I'm excited.
So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bog.
Bog who?
Bogged down with all this mud. Let me in. Okay.
Okay, I rate that 3 out of 10. No, like, the effort was there.
What the heck? Some of these are so weird. These are bad. These are bad knock knock jokes. I can't even tell these on the air. Like, not bad, like crude, just terrible. They don't even make sense. Here, I'll say one that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Sundew.
What does sundew have to do with peatlands?
It's a little plant that grows in the peatlands.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know that.
No.
Sundew who?
Sundew wanna get caught in my sticky trap. Oh, I guess that's what sundews do. Still a stupid knock-knock joke.
Yeah. Okay, also, a cool fact for you guys. Peatlands cover 3% of the world's land surface, but they store 44% of the Earth's soil carbon.
Which is crazy.
How cool is that?
Pretty crazy.
And that's, like, including forests and... Yeah, everything. They're like, they're rock stars when it comes to sequestering carbon.
Yeah.
Which is so important why they're protected. I think people often don't fully understand peatlands or what they are. And in the past, people have like grown trees in them for like timber.
Or started farms or harvested the peatland to burn.
Yeah, or also harvested the peat to use for potting soil, mm-hmm. because that's what potting soil is peat.
Yep.
We love houseplants.
We love houseplants.
Yeah.
Houseplants.
But they also will burn the peat, too.
Yep. To heat their homes, because it's so carbon-rich that it burns for a long time, kind of like wood as a fuel or something like that. But the other thing is when peatlands burn, they release all of that carbon into the air, as well as any other... like heavy metals and toxins that they've sucked in. So they're keeping all that down there, but as soon as they burn, they release it all again. So it's important to protect them from the wildfires.
Yeah, and they're burning all of the toxins that have been there for thousands of years.
Ew.
So stuff even before our lifetime could be stored there. And stuff like in the future, like... pollutants from our lifetime will be stored there in the future.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peatlands are really cool.
I got another trivia question for you.
Okay. Hit me.
What African country hides a peatland as big as England?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
The Congo.
Oh.
Which, yeah. Crazy. Bigger, as big as England.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Nope. Let's see.
So, yeah, you can find peatlands on every single continent. Actually, on that note, how many countries in the world do you think have peatlands?
Like, number of countries or percentage of countries?
Number of countries.
How many countries are there? There's like, isn't there like 300 or is that 100 something?
I was thinking 300. I don't know.
I have no idea how many countries I have. I'm going to say 100. No, wait. I'm going to say 72 countries have peatlands.
Okay, it's higher. Do you want another guess?
I'll have another guess. Okay. I'm going to say 111. Countries have peatlands.
It's 180.
Dang.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of tough when you don't know how many countries there are.
True. That would help. Yeah. Okay, there's 195 countries.
And 180 have peatlands?
Yeah, so it's almost every single country.
Okay. That's actually insane.
Thanks for bearing with us on that, guys. We got there. We got there eventually. We're not in... political science.
Or geography.
Or international relations. Yeah.
Nope, we're in REM.
But we know peatlands.
We know peatlands, we know peatlands a fair bit.
Yeah, awesome. So, maybe we'll get back into some music now.
Sure
can. And Harrison actually picked out some songs for you. Do you want to introduce them?
Are you playing this one first?
Yeah.
Okay, the first song is going to be Band on the Run. Classic Paul McCartney.
I love Band on the Run.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll see you soon.
these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again like you, Mama.
I know you've all had the conversation up here about your purpose.
You think that people would have had enough of silly love?
like to know, 'cause here I go.
I love one. am I already underwater?
I'm in the sink.
Hey guys, this is CJSM 90.1 FM, and that was Band on the Run and Silly Love Songs by Paul McCartney and the Wings.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed that. We're almost at the top of the hour, so we're gonna sign off now, but thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for learning about peatlands and our research. Next week, Siobhan's gonna be back, so that's super exciting. You'll get to hear from her. And stay tuned, because at 1 p.m., Yago's gonna have his open mic. Yay, Yago.
Hooray!
But yeah, any final words, Harrison?
I mean, not really. This is the last you'll be hearing from me. I'm never doing radio again, so...
Not a fan.
No, I mean, I love radio, but I'm... Goodbye.
Goodbye,
everybody.
Thanks Farewell. So much for joining me today.
Of course.
It's so nice. I'd rather be here with someone rather than alone.
Yes, of course. That'd be kind of weird talking to yourself and doing trivia alone.
That would be weird. But yeah. So we're just going to end off with some songs from the CJSF playlist. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday. See ya.
See you guys.
We out. I can't believe I can't bet on us.
love to the highest degree. I need to get you some money.
You have